手牵手跑。
Hello, I'm Steve Shooter. This is Soldiers of Hell. Regular listeners will know I am not generally a part of this show. Merely here as a conduit for Spence and Andy to introduce the show. This episode is called The Steps Adventure Redux. This is originally a show from December 2001. What that means to you is very different to what that means to me. In 2001, I just left university, and this episode is primarily about Spence and Andy went to see Steps as part of Andy's 21st birthday present. Now, this is about a year after I took my little sister to see Steps, so as a very trendy 21-year-old, I had a ponytail at the time, oh, it was a mess. But yeah, so this show primarily is a flashback to then. Steps are still widely considered, particularly on this show, as the best Eurovision performing act that never did Eurovision. That is the opinion of Soldiers of Hell, Spence and Andy. It's also the opinion of me. I would happily agree with them. So the reason I'm involved in this is I go back a long, long way. I mean, I've done lots of podcasts in the past. Spence has been a guest on it, on them several times. We made a movie together, all three of us, about 6 years ago. Now, we started making a movie called Transatlantic Smash, which I'm sure you've heard about on this show before. And it's brilliant because, honestly, one of my favourite memories, we made the film. I was thinking back about it the other day, actually, because I think it popped up on my Facebook timeline mentions history. We filmed at a local hotel who were very kind and let us film in their hotel a lot for free, mostly because I got married there and we paid them a lot of money. But we basically sequestered like their office conferencing suite to film some scenes from the film. And I'm very certain that when Spence was editing this sequence, he may have had to work around the fact that I kept laughing. I realise that's not that earth-shattering, but Andy was playing a character called Simon Bull, who was basically our version of like a Simon Cowell music industry type. The film's on widely available on YouTube, I think. Part of Andy's act was to do an impression of a dinosaur and run towards the camera. Now, I was holding the camera at the time, and I'm fairly certain I ruined half a dozen takes just giggling. I know for a fact there was one where I sort of almost fell backwards off the chair because he marched towards me making this horrible screeching sort of velociraptor noise, and I fell back off my chair. It was ridiculous. But yeah, so that's the kind of guys that they are. I love them both. They're brilliant. You obviously listen to this show, and welcome. You are very welcome to it. I am off the podcast train at the moment, but one day I'll get back into it. But yes, so I was asked to introduce this episode, which I'm delighted to do. I'm a big fan of the show. I usually listen to it on Anchor because you get the original songs. So the songs that were originally broadcast as part of the show back in 2001. By listening to it on Anchor, you can hear those songs, which are brilliant, obviously, because that's the kind of show this is. So yeah, that's me. I'm Steve Shooter. You should enjoy this show. You obviously do. Soldiers of Hell is one of my favourites. It's 20 years. This is Crazy Talk. Enjoy the show.
The Soldiers of Hell Mini Disc Archive.
Yes, you're listening to the Soldiers of Hell.
I am Andy.
And I'm Spence, and coming up on today's show,
we'll be talking about yesterday's Steps adventure.
We've got our brand new feature for the year called
The Reverend Beyonce will be blessing people on the internet in the writings on the wall.
I'll be playing my really good song that no one has ever heard of the week.
I'll be watching Groundhog Day.
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 I'll be watching Groundhog
Day. I'm Claire!
Yes, there they are, folks.
Yeah, what can you say about Steps, really?
Well, we can tell people what we did yesterday, and that is going to be the theme for today.
So, unless you haven't guessed, we went to see Steps yesterday, last night, in Newcastle, and it was fantastic.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was speechless.
You
I
were
was
thinking just, about something,
I was thinking
weren't
about
you?
Something.
What? I'm going to start off by saying the greatest hits album is called Gold.
Right.
Who'd have thought combining Steps with Gold would have been a good idea? Surely a fatal Goldfinger type situation would ensue. But no, something far better happened.
What was that?
They came on at the end of the concert wearing golden outfits. Not just any golden outfits. What type of golden outfits were they?
Very similar to Moulin Rouge style outfits.
In gold.
We went to Newcastle to see them for your birthday.
Yes, we did.
And it's the best birthday present I've ever bought anyone.
And it's probably just about one of the best birthday presents I've ever had.
Homer-esque.
Yeah. Very, very nice.
The thing is, we spent all day there just
taking the mickey.
Oh, I thought you were going to say another word then.
Urine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we went to the concert, missed our train back.
Stayed in Newcastle Station till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Freezing very cold. Stealing beer off a drunk. That's true.
I didn't steal it. He said I might as well share what I've got. So he just gave me a can of Stella.
So you share beer with drunks.
Yeah. I've done it before.
Right.
What do you think I did last Friday night? I had a beer with you.
I'm not a drunk.
You were then.
Okay. What? Anyway, the point is, we got home so late and I've like not slept, and I just thought I could have slept, but no, I'll keep myself going until this radio show. So if I drop down dead halfway through, then don't blame me.
I was considering doing that.
Blame H and go and beat him up.
Actually, because it was his cocking about that kept the concert going on too late, so we missed our train.
Is that true?
Probably. And Lee, actually, he did about three sort of I'll talk to the crowd and get chummy with them type sections, didn't he?
He did what? The first one, right? He just like the lights had gone off, the other members had gone off the stage, and everyone's just like sat there thinking, well, what happens now?
And standing, leaning over the edge of the stage going, all right.
Look at me. He didn't even say anything. He just waited until some of the girls and the girls' mums noticed and started cheering. And then, like, most people cheered. And he was just waiting for a cheer.
Yeah.
By himself.
And then he did what... I was wondering, will he do what he did last time? Will he just stand on the bottom of the steps, just rocking his head back and forth, looking pretty, or as near as he can get to it, while the others actually sing? Yes, he did. Or every ballad, he just sat there, striking a pose.
He thinks he's Roger Moore.
He thinks he's a catalogue model impersonator of Roger Moore.
Are you sure?
Yes.
No, he just thinks he's Roger Moore.
In the front bit of this Gold Greatest Hits thing, it's
album.
Yeah. It describes him as dark hunk.
Chunk.
No, hunk. I'm as surprised as you are.
Huh. But you want to be him, don't you?
I wouldn't actually mind it.
No. Because we were thinking about this. They must have done about 6 costume changes throughout the night, and they have to be really speedily done. Because it's happened so quickly that you just don't notice.
Yeah.
So there's no time for modesty backstage. So wouldn't it be brilliant to be in that band?
You'd just be like in there, whip the tops off, change over. They must have to change bras as well, because they wear quite an array of different tops.
I'm Lee.
Oh, well, I
imagine
wish I was.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I want you to imagine, not you, because you saw it, so you don't have to imagine it. Other people, imagine 15,000 people all doing this dance.
I'm fake.
You can't beat it. It's an intoxicating mix, isn't it?
It is. The thing is, right, do we go for more of Steps anecdotes, or do we go for the usual request time? I'm stopping that now.
I think
Steps anecdotes for a while. Yeah. It wins, doesn't it? Right. The point is, we went to Newcastle on a train.
Yes, that's
knowing
true.
That the last train back from Newcastle would be at
10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock, yeah.
Yes, that's true.
And the concert was going to go on till approximately 10 o'clock. Best plan this out one, we think. So we'll walk from the arena to the train station in preparation and time it. 7 minutes it takes us.
So briskly, we could do it in 5.
Legging it, we could do it in 5.
Yeah.
So we're thinking, we've got to leave at probably 10 to if we're going to make the train. And at 10 to, we know there's going to be about 25 minutes of concert there.
And it's not worth leaving that early, is it?
Sod it, we're going to stay.
And besides, they're just reaching the good stuff and the costumes are getting smaller.
I knew I had a 9:15 this morning.
And you didn't care?
Nope.
I knew that I'd have to get up early and read for my seminar. I did not care.
At the end of the day, when you've got golden pants and boogieing, what else matters?
Are you going to walk out? Would you? I ask you now, would you walk out?
So we stopped until the concert finished at 10:15.
Yeah.
And left. Meandered back to the train station. It's approximately 10:25 now. We think, we've missed the train. Last train, the next one's till 2. We're in Newcastle. We'd better kill some time because we don't know anyone who lives here.
Go to the pub.
Go across the road to the pub. Damn, it's Sunday. It's just closing.
So we meander back to the train station.
It now being exactly 10:30.
We realise that the train has been late. It's been delayed till 10:31.
Ah! We can catch it.
We leg it over the bridge, arrive on the platform just as the brakes go and it slides past us into the distance and homeward bound. Devastated, Spence clutches his head in his hands as I can only take a photo to document this.
We spent 14 hours in Newcastle yesterday, and it's best described via our photograph diary that we're going to put on the website over Christmas. We're going to update the website.
Once it's been developed.
Hey, it's already developed.
No, I mean the photos.
Oh, right.
Once they're developed. I mean, I've got to finish the film off first.
If you didn't know, we've got a website. You can visit that now. It's a bit out of date. Andy's computer's got a virus, so...
A very serious virus.
We're not really going to fix it for a while, but he's going to fix it over Christmas.
And we'll put the Steps diary on it.
And that basically involves 14 hours of mucking around in Newcastle.
Do you know what we should do? What? Once we've put the Steps diary on the internet, we should send a letter to Steps saying we are, like, student radio blokes and we just thought you should know what we went through to come and see you.
Cool.
We might get a response, just a letter back saying thanks for your fandom.
Can we get a petition?
To say what?
I don't know.
Come on URY on our show.
Let's do a petition. Mandy, they don't come to... Only URY gets people who come to York. Steps don't perform in York.
Maybe they'll come specially for a TV show or something. Like, I don't know.
What TV shows are filmed in York?
Well, none of them, like, but maybe they'll get whatever you want.
It doesn't even exist anymore.
Well, we can send a petition to get that back. So that we can send a petition to get Steps to come in so we can get whatever we want on whatever we want. No.
New campaign.
Hey, oh, that's good fantastic. Idea.
And then we might get them on our show. How good will that be?
That'd be brilliant.
We've had them on our show before. Quite a few times, actually.
Yeah, they came in 10 times last year.
10 times?
Yeah.
I'm cute!
There was one of them.
Yep.
I'm Faye.
There was another.
I'm Lisa.
Oh, isn't she cute?
And there's another one, but I don't care about this.
Yeah, they're inconsequential.
Bit like your dandruff.
My dandruff is inconsequential unless you happen to shake my head, in which case it becomes a problem for passing trains.
Is that the reason why we were late back?
No. You see, well, in a way, someone put on a Def Leppard track, you see. So I was headbanging, and it shook out. It all shook out.
Andy, what's your favourite Steps song?
It's got to be Deeper Shade of Blue, I think.
Oh, well done, mate. That nicely leads us on to this next record.
I'm Lisa!
That was Blue with, what? What's it called?
If You Come Back.
If You Come Back.
Yeah. New boy band Blue. You know what? I made this point to you last night. Do you think that since they're a four-piece boy band, dressed mainly in sort of denim-y type stuff, do you think they'll take the place of Five?
Five being a five-piece boy band?
No, I don't mean in the sense that the same amount of people. I mean as a sort of the more rugged edge of the boy band market.
Well, they don't really do like rugged like Five did.
No, but it's the nearest we've got.
Oh, what, you mean? Blue can beat up Westlife. Well, anyone can do that.
I don't know. Have you set them on the All-Stars?
That's the point. They were...
Support
act for Steps. Dude, you bring things that go bump in the night with you?
I haven't got it with me this week.
Oh.
Sorry, mate. I should have remembered.
Well prepared.
I'll bring it next week. But we can reveal that their next single is going to be a cover of Land of Make-Believe, a popular Bucks Fizz hit.
I've forgotten about that.
You forgot about it after we came out of the concert as well.
Yes, I did.
So,
seeing as we've come out of the concert now, I've forgotten about it.
Yeah. Actually, did you forget they'd been on at all?
No. Yes. Well, you'd forget anyone who'd been on after Steps had come on.
Oh, I was still thinking about Beyond.
Yeah, there was this. The first support act did 2 records, and there was a woman and 2 blokes, and the blokes looked like Scott Mills, stupid presenter bloke, and the woman looked like
an accountant.
The lead singer of Hepburn on a bad day, and that was about it really.
Yeah, that was
and they sang really poor, cheap versions of Step songs.
And then there was this other.
Well, not actual Step songs, no. But
then there was a 4-piece boy band. What are they called? DVS.
They looked like they were all about 12.
All Stars came on.
Yay!
Cracking! I was really pleased by that because I watched Star Street and they're going to be making a new series.
Do you actually watch it?
I have seen it a few times. I do see it.
No.
I have seen it.
Yeah, everyone's seen it.
But I watch it.
Do you watch it?
No, it's sort of on when I'm doing my work because I'm not in campus much, am I?
What's your favourite body part?
I think we all know what my favourite body part is.
I just crowballed that one in. Yeah. It's about time we talked about it this week.
Yeah.
We've got a little feature that we've been running all term so far, and we're going to keep it up for the year. Everyone has got to vote for their favourite body part on campus. It could be your own, it could be someone else's, and it can be any body part you like.
Could be an elbow, could be a nose.
Could be a breast. Could be
a thyroid.
Could be...
a liver.
Ooh, a pile.
But personally, someone's grommet is my favourite part.
Whatever your face, that's not actual part of your body.
It's a growth you can get.
It's not.
It is.
A grommet is what you put in your ear, in the eardrum. Actually, insert it in the eardrum to allow wax to come out and air to escape better, so people can hear stop infection.
Really?
It's an artificial thing that they put in.
Really? Because my brother said he had a grommet in, and they called it. It was like a natural thing, and the doctor told him he had a grommet. But he never
had a claymation character.
He had that much wax, it formed grommet. That must have been it.
Yep.
Right.
You look a bit of a Wallace. I mean a Wally. Close. Anyway.
Almost the same thing.
The point is, whatever your favourite body part is on campus...
let us know.
At the end of the year, we'll choose... well, we'll get the best body part on campus.
Yeah. Or we could make a Frankenstein-type creature.
What do you think's winning at the moment?
I really couldn't say.
No, you can say.
I'm partial to Rick's chin.
I'm H.
It's now time for the writings on the wall with the Reverend Beyonce and Sneezy Hampton.
Hello there, all my children sitting out there in the darkness all of you. Sorry, folks, I was eating some roadkill earlier in good old Georgia, Atlanta. Now anyway, down here we got a lot of people out there who are sad. So sad, in fact, that they need help and they need to seek it in the arms of the Reverend Beyonce in his church, the Destiny's Child. Hallelujah! Sneezy, may we have the first letter from someone who wishes to have their soul saved by R&B?
Okay, it reads.
That's a hell of a letter you got there.
Boy, is it hot in here. No, that's all it says.
That's all it says?
Yeah, bless them.
Have we got another? Okay, I'll... my child, I hope that your room is cool so that you do not fry in the pits of hell.
All right, I got...
may we have the second letter?
I have another letter here.
Good, good. I'm glad, Sneezy. Have you got it? Don't rip the letter there. Is that it that you got there in your hands that you're tearing up?
No, it's a computer. It says, I am an independent woman from California. Would it be possible for the Reverend Beyonce to... sorry. For the Reverend Beyonce to... would it be possible for the Reverend Beyonce to...
bless you, Sneezer.
To bless me on the internet.
Well, my child, let me think about this, see if I got enough saving salvation left in my soul. Of course I have, because you are one of the many who have seeked solace in the arms of the Reverend Beyonce. Please, feel the power coming through the lines. Oh, yeah!
Is that a computer you got there?
No, it's Elton John on a keyboard.
What's he singing?
Goodbye, Yellow Brick Toad.
All right, I got another letter here. Hang on, hang on.
Is that the email you're reading?
No, it's a messy studio. It says, I am an independent woman from California. Would it be possible for the Reverend Beyonce to achoo? Sorry, would it be possible for the Reverend Beyonce to achoo? To bless me on the internet.
My child, I can feel your pain. I can feel it as strong as you've lost someone. So I'm
excuse
very
me, Reverend.
What?
Would it be possible for me?
Bless you.
No, not to.
Bless you.
No, not to.
Bless you, Sneezy.
No, would it be possible?
Bless you.
I say it again. Would it be possible for you not to bless someone this week?
No, it's not possible. Have you been watching Groundhog Day by any chance?
Bless you.
Have you been watching Groundhog Day by any chance?
Bless you.
Have you been watching Groundhog Day by any chance?
Why did you say bless you when you said that's you?
Why did I?
No, why did I?
I don't know.
That's my internal monologue. It's now time for
Who rides on the wall with the Reverend Beyond Saint Sneezy Hampton?
Welcome to the Church of Destiny's Child, my children. I feel some of you out there need solace. Out in the darkness, out in the light. I will heal you with my soul and my powers with my internet. And Elton John dancing up and down on my keyboard.
Would it be possible for the Reverend Beyonce to achoo?
Bless you.
Watch Groundhog Day. Would it be possible for the Reverend Beyonce to achoo?
Bless you.
Watch Groundhog Day. Would it be possible for the Reverend Beyonce to achoo?
Bless you.
Watch Groundhog Day.
Bloody blah, la 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 la.
What a pretty song.
Like you. Oh. You a flower?
No.
Why does it sing about the flower was bald then?
It says born.
Oh.
Flowers born.
Mind you, there are quite a few other bald people in the world.
There are a lot of other bald people. Emma used to do the milk advert for one, who was in American Werewolf in London.
Got no
you
idea.
You know, the
who
one who was in Bottom as the next door neighbour.
Yeah.
Yeah, him.
Right? No.
Yeah, him.
Which one?
You know, the next door neighbour who was violent.
Oh, him.
Yeah.
No, I don't know who you mean.
Oh.
Who?
Have you seen American Werewolf in London?
No.
Have you seen Bottom?
Yes.
He's the next door neighbour.
When?
When they nick gas in an episode where they smash through to the next door neighbours and they nick some gas.
When?
In the first series.
In American Werewolf in London?
No, in Bottom.
What about your Bottom?
No, he's in Bottom.
Right. You know someone's like going thin on top, but
yeah,
not completely bald?
Yeah.
Do you ever have the urge to just slap them on the head?
Yes.
Hence the name Slaphead.
Don't touch me.
Right. I'm not going to hit you.
Good.
The point is, if you whack them on the head, surely that causes stress to the roots of the hair, therefore making it fall out
quicker.
It's
a self-fulfilling prophecy.
It's like a vicious circle.
Yeah.
You can't help it.
Unless you buy Regain.
Have you tried?
My mum's offered to buy me some.
No.
Sadly. Yeah.
What about head transplants?
I would never do that. I don't want to look like Elton John dancing up and down on a keyboard.
He's just got a wig on.
No, he had a hair transplant.
Well, there's some people who look, like, decent.
I don't... He's the only person I know.
Monica from Friends has had a hair transplant.
Wait, what? That's Ross's sister.
Yes.
Right, yeah. Has she?
No. I don't know.
Possibly.
What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say she might have had a hair transplant.
You'll get sued.
No, you're the one who said it.
No, it was you. Will you stop playing Def Leppard? Told you a million times before, Andy.
No, you said I could play one before you went for your Wii.
Will you stop playing Def Leppard? It's got nothing to do with me. That's the voice of the listeners there.
No, it's not. It's your voice on a mini disc that you recorded for a show I did on my own, so it
no,
sounded
it's
like
not.
You were
I've
with me.
I've taped all the people in Vanbrugh. Will you stop playing Def Leppard?
And they all sound like one person in your voice.
Yeah, I've got a little filter that
oh,
makes
right,
them
clever.
All sound like me.
Well, you're the one who does music technology. I don't know about this, so I'll have to take your word for it.
Good. Do you want to state some random historical fact that I'm going to have to take your word for?
Elizabeth I died in 1603.
I know that's not true.
No, it is true.
Oh. Are you sure?
I'm positive.
How
about
do you
that.
Know?
Because I'm a historian.
Yeah, you don't know everything.
I don't know everything, but I know that.
So you honestly believe then that I actually recorded people in Vanbrugh and put it through an electronic filter which made it sound like me going, will you stop playing Def Leppard?
Well, it's not that I believe it, it's just that I've got no evidence to, you know, disrupt it.
Oh, poor you.
I know.
You got a song you want to play now?
I promised someone that I'm in my history group with that I'd play Dancing in the Moonlight for.
Now, how do I know that's a fact? Because you're talking history again.
No, I'm not. I'm saying that she's a real person. You can ask her tomorrow or
did
something.
It, yeah, but did it happen before just now?
Well, yeah.
Is it history?
Well, just now happened
well,
just now.
Well, yes. Coming up this hour, my totally unknown but brilliant record of the week.
I think we've still got Blinded to Date coming up.
No, we haven't. We've got no other features.
I was thinking hard, what have we got left?
We've got more Steps anecdotes.
Oh, that's alright, there are more Steps anecdotes.
And we've got some impromptu features that I've just devised off the top of me bonch.
Fantastic. Can we play more Steps songs later?
We'll play one more.
One more, that's
plus Steps backing track.
Excellent.
Allow this. To be able to talk over and inform people that...
of Steps based facts?
Yeah. We'll do that in a bit.
Wait.
What?
Have we got any Steps facts relating to Steps? As in the things you climb up? If we had, we can do Steps facts about Steps.
We could.
If we could think of some facts, we'll
Steps
have to think
go
about that.
Up or down, depending on which way you walk up or down them. Does that work?
That's one, probably.
Could they go...
Steps, used steps definitely last night.
Yes. Steps are called steps because there are five of them, there are five letters, and they are the initials of each member of the band.
Claire, H, Lee, Lisa, Faye, S-T-E-P-S. I haven't got a problem with that one, yeah?
Is that... I wonder what word you could make with their names.
C-L-L-H. We've got no vowels yet, innit? We've got...
What vowels? Do we have any vowels?
No.
Oh, we can't really do that one then.
Even if you take the last names into effect, you don't get any. What have you got? You got an R? You've got R? No, you've got an I if you use Ian Watkins.
Yeah, that's H's real name.
So if you use Claire, Lee, Ian, Faye, you get Cliff. But that leaves Cliffle. Cliffle.
Sorry. I've got a little bit of a Cliffle there myself.
That's about it, I think. What other last names you got? Tozer.
I beg your pardon.
No, Faye's last name is Tozer.
All right, I understand. Clay's... What? Faye's last name is what?
Tozer.
Yeah, but what's the last name?
Tozer.
What's the last name, though?
Tozer.
Oh, shut up. Honest?
Yeah.
What's that film with All Saints in it?
Honest.
Who?
Honest.
What was that band that Roger Daltrey was in?
Who?
Honest.
Yeah, the film with the All Saints in.
Sylvester McCoy.
Who?
Patrick McNee. Was he one of them? No.
I don't think so.
No.
Paul McGann.
Ah, that's what I'm thinking
of. Who?
McGannis.
Who? No, that's really who.
Yeah.
I'm Claire.
Oh, and you just stay that way, darling.
I'm Claire.
That's me. It's not really her, though, is it?
Well, that's the voice I heard when she spoke last night.
Yeah, that was an annoying thing. Because we did, last year, we did the Steps the Escalator Shop little...
Sketch program.
That me and you did the voices for.
Yeah.
Now every time I see them, I assume they talk with those voices.
And it's in my head. I expect her to come out and go, "It's magic." If it's Lisa,
what, a bit like this?
I'm Lisa.
I loved it last night when Faye did. If you believe, believe in dreams.
I'm Faye.
Endless fun.
All you need some pre-prepared sound effects and voice effects, and you've got a show.
I'm H.
That's a tip for anyone who...
The thing is, he really does talk just like any Welsh bloke.
Well, he is Welsh. I'll give him that much.
Is he?
Yeah.
I just thought he talked like a Welshman. I thought he's from Birmingham.
I'm Lee.
Well, there was Ocean Colour of Beatles and something.
Was that really Ocean Colour Scene?
Yeah.
I thought it was the Beatles because I know you had a Beatles track in your Beatles box. Album in your box tonight.
Ready, yeah. No, that was Ocean Colour Scene, Crazy Low Down Ways. That's latest cool, single.
Then. That's nice. Yeah, I do like, I like a little bit of Ocean Colour Scene stuff.
A little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
In little small doses.
Yeah, one, a little bit every now and then. Not my bag, you see.
Well, still to come this hour, we've got...
Simon Dan, a little boy.
And we've also got...
More Steps anecdotes.
Yep, and my little thing. What's it called?
Penis.
Ah, that's it. You beat me to it.
Oh. No, what is it?
No, my little feature called...
Unknown.
Unknown, slap the table.
What is it called?
Hang on, I'm going to read from my script. Hang on, let me find my script. Give me some paper, I can screw up. No, not that. Hang on. Here's my script.
Here you are.
He just ripped.
Oh,
yeah, done.
Is that a script you got there?
Hey, it smells.
Of what?
Like a really fusty old script, as though this was written a long time ago.
You haven't just ripped up the original Richard III, have you?
No.
Okay.
It was our one joke that we wrote 5 years ago.
What does it say,
This has got your writing on.
It's not my writing.
Just a little radio
says,
pointer, this is
sorry
not actually
this page has been mutilated in the interest of showing the CD player's faulty and by me scribbling all over. If too...
I'm bored of that.
So sorry.
Okay, I'll be playing my really good song that nobody has heard of the week.
Right, that's
is
it.
Is that grammatically good?
I don't know, I didn't... It sounds as though it probably was, and you've got a message received.
Is that grammatically good?
No. Is that grammatically correct?
No. So is that grammatically good?
No. It's not grammatically correct.
And I didn't say that.
Or should that be, it's not correct grammatically?
Yeah. That would be right. Well done there.
Yay!
There was five, and it's now time for another little bit about steps. I found out, well, you actually told me.
Okay.
That they've had 14 consecutive...
No, they will have.
Might.
Let's start again, right? It's hard, right.
Tell them exactly the facts.
The facts are that the Beatles, have had 14 consecutive top five hits. That's the highest amount of top five hits anyone's ever had consecutively. Up until now, Steps have had 13 consecutive.
And they've got a single out today.
And I've bought it.
Right. So if that goes in anywhere in the top five at the weekend,
then they're level pegging with the Beatles for most consecutive top five hits, which I think is fantastic.
So the people who brought you songs such as this... Do you think if I sang out a tune, would you stand up and walk out on me? Are almost like level pegging with the people who brought songs out like this.
When you put it like that, it sounds ridiculous, doesn't it?
It does sound a bit daft,
but it's true.
It is true. Mind you, this wasn't a top five hit. This is not in it.
No, don't worry about that. I wonder what did the thing start with. I wonder. I can't remember.
One for Sorrow.
Is it?
Yep.
And they've not gone out of the top five since.
Nope.
That's amazing.
Speaking of the Beatles, a young man called Mr. Harrison passed away to the Beatle heaven in the sky, didn't he?
Yeah, I think that. When was that? That was Thursday night. I am actually quite sad about that, because I think he's my favourite Beatle.
He's your favourite?
Yeah.
Well, should we play one of his songs then?
I think we should.
Okay. Well, that was George Harrison's song off Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, With In You, Without You. It's now time for What's On TV at approximately 11 minutes past 11. That's, of course, if approximately 11 minutes past 11 is actually 27 minutes past 11.
Right.
Put the telly on.
Right. I'll best find the mute button.
Okay.
Right.
Channel 1. Warm up telly, quick.
The good old Finlandia. I wonder where that comes from. Jacket.
Hair.
Flag.
Banner.
Track.
Rail.
Air Force.
FOP.
Dead.
You couldn't really say anything else, could you, for that
one? Fat, maybe.
So that was what was on telly at approximately 11 minutes past 11. Should approximately 11 minutes past 11 be 27 minutes past 11? It's now time for a new feature.
What's your favourite Christmas song?
So what is your favourite Christmas song?
It's either Fairy Tale of New York or I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day.
Right, okay, let's do my favourite songs.
Right.
Should we do it at random?
Yes, let's do it at random.
We've got two Christmas CDs queued up. We're just going to play some tracks.
Yeah.
Aww.
Is this Little Drummer Boy?
Yeah. Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy. David Bowie and Bing Crosby.
Didn't he die within a few months of him doing the duet?
More like about a day. Poor Bing.
Yeah.
And he went bing, the microwave went to electric heaven.
I do miss him though, because I love Brookside.
Hey?
There was a character on Brookside called Bing.
Bing Crosby?
No, his last name, he was called Mr. Crosby, so everyone called him Bing.
Oh! Well, do the next one.
Okay.
It's Bing again, isn't it? Mr. White Christmas.
This is one of my favourite ones. One of, but not. It's not the top of the tree.
No. It's not mine either. Spin on.
I can't on this one.
Press stop on the CD player first. Okay, right.
It's not working. The
now,
button ain't working.
Now press stop again and press any number at random.
Right, that's working.
Okay. I'll have a blue Christmas by Elvis Presley. It's not my favourite Christmas song ever.
I've never even heard it.
Should we do numbers? Okay, right, press stop on the other one. Right, CD 2.
Yep.
15. Quick skip and play.
In the bleak midwinter.
In the Bleak Midwinter by Piers Pettis.
It's not
my favourite Christmas song ever. Do you think we're going to find one by random?
I'll give it one more
go. I'll give it one more go. Stop. Okay, let's play track four off CD one.
Right.
And hopefully it's a good one.
Yes!
This is a good one. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
I prefer the other version.
By what?
Mel and Kim.
Okay, that's not my favourite Christmas song ever. Let's just try and... I'm going to find it now.
Right.
I'm going to look through this.
You just tell me what to play and press and I'll do it.
How about track 19 on disc 1?
Right.
And now I think that's in that CD player.
Is it?
Yeah. Disc 1 being...
In disc 2. 1.
Play.
Aww. I do like this is near the top.
I believe in Father Christmas. Do you?
Yes.
Good. I think we're going to play this.
Yeah, all the way through. It's cracking.
So then, yesterday, went to see Steps. Spent approximately 3 hours at a train station. In a train station cafe.
Yeah, it was quite talking. Nice. Mulling things
just,
over.
Just me and thee.
Just me and you sitting there on our Todd.
Talking about the world.
Putting the world to rights. Talking about the future.
Reminded me of films. Of a film.
What?
Brief Encounter.
Brief Encounter? What's that about?
It's about a little alien and it was a Steven Spielberg film.
Oh, is that the one with Richard Dreyfuss in?
Yeah.
With the potato that he puts into a shape of a mountain type thing.
And they meet on a train station.
And they take him off in his alien train.
Yeah, and they sit and have a cup of tea.
And talk about the different worlds.
At the train station.
And put the worlds to rights.
And fall in love. But no, it's never going to work out. And so one goes off on the train. Hence the close and brief counter.
Wow, that's beautiful.
And if you're wearing three pairs of briefs at the same time, that make it an encounter of the third kind.
I suppose so, yeah.
A brief encounter of the third... I think that's what it's called.
Brief encounters of the third kind.
That are up close.
Who's got the three briefs on?
An indecent up-close brief of the third kind proposal. Now, that's got nothing to do with it.
No, they don't... No, actually, I know what you're on about. The alien offers him... £1 million to sleep with his train.
Right, and they get on the train, and there's some terrorists, and the only way they can stop the train is by the chef, who's Steven Seagal. He stops it.
No, it's not, it's Jimmy Corkill.
Right.
From Brookside.
Okay.
That's what he looks like, anyway.
And...
He's just a cook.
Yeah.
Just a cook.
Well, who was also...
Who's been offered £1 million to let the alien sleep with Richard Dreyfuss on a train.
Who they met in a tea shop.
Yeah, on a train platform.
Pretty much like that, yeah.
Indecent, brief encounter up close of the third kind proposal.
Yeah, Under Siege 2.
I think I've seen it, actually.
Good, but the music didn't remind you of that?
No, I'm thinking of Mario Brothers.
So did our little encounter yesterday remind you of anything?
It reminded me of...
Level 2, boing, pick up the life and then get on and save the princess.
Yeah.
Right.
Toad World.
I'm Fate.
Welcome to Spencer's Really Good But No One's Ever Heard Of It Song of the Week.
Yes, welcome again. This is the second week running I've done this little feature and I think you're beginning to enjoy it. I've been searching all the little venues that people don't usually go to and I've been looking out for the top quality music that you will never have heard of but that is really, really good, and I'm going to bring a song to you today. Actually, yesterday I was at a gig, a Steps gig. You know that because me and Andy have been talking about it for the whole show. The band I'm going to play today were one of the support acts.
Eh?
Yesterday. They're called Beyond, spelled B:Yond.
It's meant to be no one's ever heard of it. There were 15,000 people at the Steps gig last night, mate.
Yeah, but when they were on, they all had their ears and eyes shut.
Fair play.
Right. This band, Beyond, unknown, recently signed. I've heard about them on the club circuit for a while. Made up of two gimps and a woman. And all brilliantly musically talented. Unfortunately, I don't think they're going to make it big. But I've got hold of a copy of their first single. And I think you'll enjoy it. So I'll play it for you tonight as a little treat.
Cool.
So shall I just spin it now?
Yeah, give it a spin now, yeah.
Okay. And I think we've got time to crowbar one more Step song in.
What is it? 2356? Yeah, why not? One
Should
more.
Should we play the new single that's out today?
Actually, I'd like to hear that because I really like it.
I'm Lisa!
It's almost brilliant.
That's the last memory of last night, mate, for you.
No, it's not. But it
does. Well, it is, really.
The last memory of last night will remain and always will remain. Pants.
Golden Pants.
That's the new Bond film.
Bond
has to infiltrate Steps and replace Lee.
With Bond. If Bond was in Steps, what would happen?
It'd be brilliant.
Guns and Girls. Usual Bond, then.
Yeah.
Basically, what I meant was,
that's
I'm going to go to bed
bit.
For the first time properly since the concert. So. All right.
That's fine by me. I hope you have a good sleep.
Good. All right, we'll see you next week for the last show of the term, I think.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bye, folks.
Bye.
Soldiers of Hell is a Fosgate Studios production. If you enjoyed it, please like, subscribe, comment, and share.